my friend, are a riddle to me. Because I've run your face and your prints through every database we have. You know what we found? Nothing. So, why don't we start with your name?
47.
It's not a name.
No, but it is mine.
I know you don't have any reason to trust me, but you're in danger.
What do I have to do?
Chose not to kill you, but they will.
Do you remember the day they took you? We were part of the same program. They'd want what's inside our DNA. The speed. The intelligence. The strength.
Okay, I'm timing.
You're the same as me.
So untie yourself.
Cody, it's not been a good year for Fox, man. I tell you.
No, it hasn't.
I mean, it's been killing for Universal. It's been a kill for them. I mean, Disney always on top. So I mean, they never had no problems.
No, they do it.
And Fox, man, even their news is terrible. I mean, their news about, like, it started off the year. You remember with like the whole Neil Blomkamp and alien shit going on, or whatever. And it's just like, okay. I thought this nigga was confident. Now he's talking about Ridley Scott want to take over and shit like that. It's like, what the fuck? And then, yes, you know, we had all the news coming out with Fantastic Four. Them trailers finally dropped. And now we kicking it off with Hitman Agent 47, man.
Yeah, buddy.
The movie that no one understood the plot of because they said it was too hard to follow. Well, you people are ignorant as fuck then, because goddamn. The most driest fucking plotter. You know, the funny thing is, we were just talking about the time frame. I'm looking at it right now. An hour and 25 minutes.
Yep.
That did not feel like an hour and 25 minutes.
No, I didn't.
And I don't know if it's because the slow motion parts took over. Every time Hitman just appeared, Agent 47 appeared on screen, motherfucker just... I was waiting for that scene where the bitch was looking for him in the future or something like that. Whatever the fuck she was doing, her little powers and shit. And you see him with the coat walking through the I guess it was a library or whatever, the hallway, whatever shit was, and he's walking by and he hits that slow motion. I was just waiting for that. That shitty ass techno music. It's by the people. Wait, people, this gotta be the most lying ass trailer. I mean, this year.
Are you hear that shit? Goddamn.
No. Especially that last scene where she's like, run. And they jump, they made that whole big ass event of them jumping out the window and shit. Ain't even happy. That budget must have gotten away. Fox said Fantastic Four failed. We're going to have to pull some shit real quick.
Yeah,
we got like a script. We're going to have to pull that. You're going to have to just think about it now.
You said script.
You know, the one thing I can say about these Hitman movies, though, is you can never once talk about the agent himself, whatever, because, I mean, he's playing what he's supposed to do, which is a nonsensical, dry motherfucker that just shoots and kills. Seems to be everything else around him that's fucking terrible that I see that they just seem can't get right.
Yeah, that is true. I gotta say, because Rupert, wasn't he? Rupert Fringe?
Yeah, Rupert Fringe.
He wasn't a bad hit, man.
No, I kept looking at him and was just like, you know, actually, when I was watching this movie, I was just like, you know, I see some pieces in here that could have probably made a good movie. It just seems to have got watered down by not giving a fuck from these filmmakers.
Yeah. I mean, he was much better cast than fucking Timothy Olyphant.
By far, yeah. I'd even say he had the look down, the stare. I mean, everything about him. I mean, that was the one positive thing I'd say. I was like, you know, that's one thing about these Hitman movies is they can't fuck up Agent 47.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's really not a whole lot to Agent 47. You know?
Dude
runs around, kills people. That's really it.
I mean, he has an easier job than Liam Neeson. Because Liam Neeson is supposed to emote and talk and shit like that.
Yep.
Agent 47 don't have to do any of that shit. He just has to have a dry stare on his face, kills people, and walk in slow motion.
Yep, he's a soulless bastard. That's all he is.
Yeah, so, I mean, shit. Until we got to that ending, Cody.
Oh, boy. We'll talk about that.
Yep. They stole that fucking line from Batman too. Batman Begins, whatever. You fucking thieving bitch. It's not what I do that defines me. That's who I am. I was like, you gotta be shitting me.
God
damn it. Y'all took one of the best lines from Batman Begins. Matter of fact, the whole trilogy, if you ask me. And then butchered that shit and fucked it up even more than I would do. I was like, okay. All right, Hitman, you just keep your ass walking now. And then the elevator door opened. I was like, oh, all right. And then this movie had the audacity to pull a credit stinger. Well, not a full credit stinger, but like a midway credit stinger. He's just like, yeah. Get the fuck up out of here with this shit. Come on. Then I got a question. Is this a sequel or a remake?
I think it's a reboot.
Okay, yeah. Because everybody kept saying, I saw reviews that kept saying the sequel. And I was like, I don't see. What the fuck does that have to do with the first one? Okay. Get some people that give a fuck for once. I mean, damn, dude. At least make it fun. I mean, damn, if you can do anything with it, I mean, just make it fun at the most and shit. I mean, because, once again, I did see that Rupert Friend. That nigga last name is Friend, Cody.
Yep.
Damn. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. That's what some chick singing he on top of now. I will give this movie the bonus. It didn't have a naked, what's that bitch's name? Pearson. What's her name? Damn.
Men Repellent.
Video game Men Repellent.
Oh, shit, I forgot her name.
Damn, the chick that sleeps with every video game character, I guess, in these movies. or tries to sleep with them, because they never go that extra mile, because they're just like, I don't give a fuck.
As far as she gets a kiss, and that's it.
Yeah. You know, I was watching this one, I was just like, you know, Hitman can make a better badass Batman if you had the right elements to him. Because he could be finally that soulless motherfucker we always wanted out of Batman that just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And every time this chick in his movie tried to put some feelings on whatever, he just gave her this look and just like, I hate to disappoint you. You know, it's just like, you know, this is a better movie. You'd make a badass Batman, my friend, but... But let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis. It's really quick. It's really simple. Agent 47 has to find who plays this fucking chick now? Hannah Ware, Katia Van Dies, I guess was her name in the movie. Hannah Ware finds Hannah Ware because Hannah Ware is having all these dreams and she's on the run. Where I'm not gonna, by the way, you don't give a fuck. I'm not gonna lie. I don't, they show her at the beginning of the movie fucking crying over some man she don't even fucking know. And you just like, okay, movie, not a good start off right here, because why the fuck would I give two shits about this dude who she don't even know the name of? So she's on she's looking for this guy who we later find out is her father. Next, you know, a hitman finds her. They team up because he tells her that the syndicate is after them and pretty much trying to take her father in because they want to create more agents. They find the father. Then next, you know it, he gets taken, obviously, because it's fucking cliche here. Why the fuck would you go looking for him?
Good fucking question, Mr. One.
Why? I mean, like, they do this shit in movies all the fucking time. I've seen video games where they do this shit. It's just like... He's on the run. No one can find him. The only way he can find him is through you. How about you guys go and kill these guys then instead of finding him?
Thank you.
That'd make a shit a lot easier now. Instead of doing the typical trope of, I need to find him. It's like, why? And then when she found him, all the questions she's asking him is just like, really? Did you not get attention of that she was a bitch in that scene too, to be honest?
Yeah, I kind of gathered that. She wasn't.
like
a great person, even being, if you will.
Yeah, like, she wasn't, like, really handling her. Like, he's telling her, like, you know, people was after me and I didn't want you to live this lifestyle and stuff like that. So, you know, I left you for a reason. She was just like, how could you selfishly do that, though? And just like, damn, I'm sorry. I know I'm not paying attention to the movie, but, bitch, are you deaf? that's not selfish. He actually was looking out for you. And she just... Even when they're walking over that bridge, she was just like, she was walking sideways, just staring at him with this look of disgust in her face, like,
yeah, yeah.
As he was starting, I was like, looking at her like, bitch, are you deaf? Like, and then, like, he has that, can you ever forgive me? I don't know if I can. It's like, oh my God, dude, seriously. At first in this movie, I didn't give a fuck about you. Now, I just don't like you now, because you kind of a bitch now. And did you not catch this when she said that Agent 47 was her brother?
What the fuck was that
on? I thought I heard some shit. I was just like, because he had this look in his face like a plot twist was about to reveal that's his father too.
Yeah.
And that like he wasn't just created, that like he, that was his like actual father. And then she was like, this is your brother or something like that. And then I was like, did somebody fuck up a line here or something like that? Because I could have sworn that they, and then like you expected her to say, you know, this is a family thing now between us, whatever. And like never once, that never got brought up. I was like, I gotta ask Cody about this. I was like, I know my ears are deceiving because I might be deaf in one ear, but I was like, I said, I gotta ask Cody to hear the same shit that I heard.
I don't know what that was all about, man.
That shit came out of nowhere. I was like, you know what? That might have been cool. I was like, all right, it's a interesting story, whatever. You know, that's her brother or whatever. Okay, I can see where the connection comes. I was like, no, I didn't go nowhere. She didn't want to accept it because she was trying to put the moves on him in that hotel room.
Right.
With that whole, I don't believe it. You have to feel something. It's like, bitch, you just met him. Some people are the devil. I don't know if you noticed that. They don't feel shit or whatever. You know, I mean, how you going to sit up here and tell this man, you should feel something, whatever. And then that ending was such... I swear, I hated that fucking ending. I hated the fuck out of that ending, man. and that's pretty much the plot. I mean, the easiest fucking plot ever. I mean, they just looking for her father. They find him. He gets taken. Next, you know, we find out his mission is to kill the pretty much the head... I don't even know what this guy's name... it wasn't John Smith. John Smith, my God, that nigga is terrible. Delivered his lines terrible in this fucking film.
God, did he?
Every line he had with Kasia Van D's character in here, they were terrible. Especially when she put up that map and they were just talking back and forth. I lost so much interest. I already lost interest in this movie, but that scene, I was just like, wow, we not even in a 30-minute mark, and I'm already saying, yeah.
Zachary Quinto, he's usually one of the better actors of whatever film he's in or TV show.
Yeah.
But goddamn.
Did you ever get a sense that it's like, okay, first of all, Zachary Quinto in here plays John Smith, and he's pretty much a Terminator in this film.
That's all he is.
A fake-ass Terminator. Matter of fact, I've seen better effects than Terminator Genesis than this motherfucker. But the thing about him, too, is the whole mission of this movie for the bad guys, the syndicate here, is we want to make more agents. Yeah. But you made a Terminator.
Thank you.
I don't get, they went into huge exposition too, to explaining what makes an agent and all this shit, whatever. And I'm just like, but he can't die. John Smith, make more of him. Even the fucking dad in here said, wow, they got that technology to work. And then at the end of the movie, he's got the audacity saying, your technology is futile and shit like that. I'm just like, John Smith can't die. Just make an army of those. What in the fuck, dude? This is point. And then John Smith is going to the fact of killing this dude. I'm like, I don't even think y'all know the mission of this movie anymore now. It's like, why would you inject him with some shit that you've said yourself people have died to? And then Agent 47 got the audacity to say that, oh, no one's, what was it, like 14 agents or whatever, or 8 of them died to get to this place or something like that. No, why? The security here is weak as shit. Security was weak as fuck. That's what that poster mean, Cody. All them agents died trying to get in that place.
That's what that was.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's why they were black and shit. That was death marks and shit like that. They had question marks around them. No, it's like Windows. They just skip generations and shit, you know. What happened to Windows 9? Don't worry about that. That ain't shit. That's what Agent 47 is saying. They just told him some bullshit ass story. What happened to 1 through 46? Oh, well, you know, they had some tragedies happening. They never made 47. They just thought it was cooler to call them 47. Shit, that's all it was. It was like 007? 47. Get it? Yeah. 7 is just cool. People are like, P1, that's a fucking stretch right now. I will say, though, even though, you know, reviews were up for this early and shit. I mean, even when I went to my screen room, the fucking reviews were already up saying this movie was dog shit. I gotta say, I thought I was gonna disagree with them because I kind of liked that opening with the action scene of him shooting up people and stuff. I was like, okay.
Yeah, you know what? Granted, it's not really
Hitman-like
at all.
No, hell fucking nothing silent at all.
Yeah, and honestly, it wasn't that bad. And the action here is not that bad at all, actually. I'll be honest.
The worst action of it was the fighting.
Yeah.
The hand-to-hand combat was fucking shot terrible in this fucking film.
This film has some pretty bad fucking CGI as well.
Oh, hell yeah. This is the type of film that makes you look at CGI and go like, yeah, that's why I like practical effects better. Yeah. This is the type of movie that gives CGI a bad name.
Yeah.
Because it looked fucking terrible, especially when they were running people over and shit like that. You just like, wow, I've seen better effects with Jeff Bridges and Tron.
Yes.
Y'all needed some of that Disney money or whatever, those Disney effects and shit, or to make the Michael Douglas look young again and shit like that, because damn, this shit looks terrible. The fight scene, but the action scene at the beginning, like you said, it wasn't Hitman at all, because the motherfucker's supposed to be silent, and he just fucking blew this dude up and shit. I said, there wasn't nothing silent about that shit at all, and then next night, he just walking down a stairway, kind of like in Batman in The Dark Knight, you know, when he was in that club and just walking down the hall and beating people's ass. This dude's walking down a dark hall and a stairway, beating people's ass and shit. And the gunplay actually was not bad in that scene, actually.
No, it really wasn't. I must admit.
It was actually better than Expendables. Yeah, but that movie's supposed to be about guns. So it's like, because I remember saying that review, I was like, you know, gunplay is boring to me or whatever and shit, especially when it goes on that long. But I was like, actually, Expendables, you ain't got no excuse now, because gunplay in here, especially in this the opening scene here, I thought was actually, especially when he flipped that one dude around and shot him in the head. I mean, this dude shows no fucking mercy at all.
No,
I mean, even if he knocks you down on the ground, he's still going to shoot you and shit. And in the head, too. He's aiming for headshots and shit as well. But I was like, all right, you got my interest a little bit. All right, let's see where you go from there. And then it just went 3-2-1-0. Slowly. I think the gunplay was the best thing about the movie. The other action scenes itself, when it involved like helicopters, fighting scenes, or anything like that, all that other, the motorcycles, the car chases and shit, all that shit was terrible.
Yeah, it was generic as fuck.
It was just fucking terrible. The CGI looked terrible in it. Like you said, it was generic as shit. There could have been some cool parts in it. I mean, the part where they attached the Audi up and shit, and he comes out in slow-mo and just starts shooting motherfuckers down. I was like, that could have been cool. And the next thing this nigga does, a fucking a fucking Max Payne fucking slow-mo push-up or something like that. Like he's Shawn Michaels, HBK or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And he shoots these two guys. Like, was that necessary? I mean, damn, dude, that you look corny as fuck doing that too, by the way.
Boy, did he.
Yeah, exactly. And then he attaches a bomb to this dude too. That's just like, gave him an inhaler bomb. Damn, that was big enough to blow up a helicopter.
Fucked up.
I was like, dude, you didn't give two shits, man. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, two fucks I'm giving.
Like Batman Returns.
Yeah, it's just like, goddamn, dude. It's just like, pretty much, hey, you getting some shit and I can't help you blow yourself up. I mean, I like the mindset of him, that he's just like, you know, my mission is, you know, pretty much you don't need to live, pretty, you know, because you're a threat. But damn, dude, why the fuck did you need to introduce this chick in here?
Yeah, she serves like no fucking purpose, man.
And she's terrible in this fucking movie.
Oh, God.
And then they try to make her like some kind of badass at the end. And I'm sorry, that shit didn't work. Okay, Agent 47 gets shot at the end, and he don't have no effect to that motherfucker whatsoever. Is that nigga human or what now?
I don't know. I think he has like some accelerated growth or some shit. I don't know.
I was like, damn, it's okay, sacrificing, so, which I don't know why neither. I really don't. I mean, because the scene before this, people, he drugs her, then puts her in a fucking helicopter, ties her ass on the helicopter, which was unnecessary as shit. I mean, to say the least as well. Tying her up to it and is like, see if you can get free. It's like, you do realize she can get shot right now. I mean, if you really put her mind to it. But then all of a sudden he takes a bullet for him. It's like, why?
I don't know where the hell it came from.
Like, where are your emotions now, King? Because next you know, he starts to feel some kind of shit or something. Like, I don't know if it's for her or just in general. Just like, we get to choose what we want to do in life. And I'm just like, okay. Fuck you, dude. Okay, seriously. No, you didn't just end this movie with that bullshit-ass fucking line and shit. And then next you know, he calls his agency and shit like that. And then tells him it's Terminator and shit. And he throws the phone. And I'm just like, oh, my God. You just got done saying no contracts go undealt with or whatever and shit. Now, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, I don't care what they want me to do or something like that. It's like, really? Really? And mind you, this agency called Agent 48 before this scene happens. And you know it's another hit, man. You see the red tie and shit. It felt like it was some kind of build-up, right?
Yeah, I was assuming that's what that was supposed to be, yeah.
Supposed to be some build-up, like some badass fight scene or something like that was supposed to happen between these two. And they're about to leave the building. She gives this corny-ass line, it's just one. You know, after he says there's a bunch of trained guys downstairs ready to kill us, and he's like, no, it's just one. And then this dude opens the elevator, and they just put a gun to his head and shoots him, and I'm just like, Does he die? I mean, shit, what? Does he can take bullets or something like that? I mean, I remember I just said fuck the movie by that point. I didn't give a shit no more at this point or anything. Cody, was there anything you liked in this movie?
No, other than Rupert Friend at the age of 47. No, not really.
Everybody in here was terrible. I thought they was either dry, bland, couldn't deliver their lines well. Like you said, Zachary Quinto, I was expecting to be the best in here. He was probably the worst next to that girl. Another thing, the fucking father, I couldn't understand a word that motherfucker was saying halftime in the movie. I don't know if it was because of the screen I was at or something like that. I just didn't give a fuck. I'm not gonna lie. But I couldn't make out half the words he was saying, though. I was just like, maybe y'all want to tune that up just a little bit. And I don't know if you had that problem or not, Cody.
Yeah, I don't think that was just you. I couldn't understand the motherfucker either. So.
Yeah, and he had an accent, and plus it looked like he had a lisp a little bit, and he was slurring over words and shit, and I was just like, I don't know what he's saying, but, you know, it seems like at the beginning I couldn't understand a fucking word he's saying. It made it seem like he had lung cancer, too. Motherfucker seemed pretty goddamn fine at the beginning of this movie when he showed up. I was like, is he dying or not?
Yeah.
I mean, they got this... They got a fucking asthma inhaler saying that's helping him. I don't think this movie knows what lung cancer does or not.
Right.
When they said he was hooked up to, like, a breathing... I thought it was, like, one of them oxygen tanks and he had, like, a gas mask and shit. No,
yeah,
and he was gonna be in a wheelchair. They see this nigga drawing flowers. And he just sitting there chilling too, drawing ugly ass drawings too, by the way. It's a little ugly.
He
couldn't draw for shit, dude. I was like, now, girl, I ain't the best drawer, but I know how to draw them fucking flowers and shit like that. You know, I was looking at that like, dude, this dude's a fucking, why would they even show that? And he was writing some chicken scratch too, whatever. It wasn't even fuck. I was just like, all right. I know signatures are supposed to be chicken scratch, but you ain't making no goddamn sense in this language. And by the way, Zachary Quinto, what fucking wild goose chase did... where are they at right now? This nigga goes to the map and see a red sticker, flag on there that straight up got some chicken scratch shit on there. Wasn't even fucking... It wasn't even any language. It wasn't in cursive. It wasn't none of that shit. Just some chicken scratch. And then he gets on the phone. They're in Singapore. It's like, are you serious? Everything else on that fucking map was legible reading. And this fucking chicken scratch ass red sticker right here that's on Singapore, he just took a guess and said they're in Singapore. Are you fucking kidding me?
God damn.
Bullshit. I thought it was going to be cool because I thought it was going to be like Agent 47 was going to be training the girl. And I thought it would have been cool to kind of see, like, you know, how intense his training was going to be for her and shit like that, right? But you get this long-ass, boring airport scene with the camera shit, and you just like, okay, this is like Doom showing me a POV shot of this nigga, first-person shooter, of this dude going around the building shooting people up and shit like that. Like, I don't want to see this shit. This is one of those things that don't translate the movie well from game. I don't want to see a bitch ducking and diving from cameras and shit. I don't even like that part in the game, Cody.
Damn, me neither.
I ain't like that shit in the game. Shit.
Yeah,
I mean, what the fuck? I don't want to see that in a movie. And that scene went on for a long time. So I was just like, look, I was like, you know, really, you only have to dodge two cameras for me to get it. I don't need to see you dodging every fucking camera in here and shit. Then the syndicates got control of every camera in the world somehow and shit. And I was like,
right.
And by the way, is their base based in Singapore too?
That was never established.
How the fuck did they catch up? How the fuck did they catch up with these guys, with Agent 47 and the girl, whatever? Like, Zachary Quinto, he wakes up and it's broad sunlight outside. He's like, they're in Singapore. Next you know it, next day, he's in fucking Singapore too.
Yeah.
And then the whole base, when they take the father and shit, they didn't get on no plane or nothing like that. It was like, oh, the place was based in Singapore or whatever. It's like, well, obviously, security can't be that hard then. And even this agent that they call, Agent 48, he's there the next day, too. So as you can see, people, this got some Michael Bay logic to it.
Yep, that it does.
I think it took Michael Bay logic and went way overhead with it, though. I mean, I don't know how the fuck you get from Berlin to fucking Singapore in a matter of an hour. But, you know, hey, I never was a time-traveling man myself, Cody. Maybe you are.
I've had aspirations of that, I will admit.
Okay. So maybe you know more about this. So explain this stuff to us, Cole.
Okay. Yeah, I can't explain the goddamn thing. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go then, people. That's Cody, the time traveling expert. That's right. Join us next week for Cody's 1 minute time traveling explanation. I'm going to draw that artwork up now. He's going to have a pipe in his mouth or whatever. And he's just like, yes. Join us. Well, yes. Cody's geography day. Yes. I'm going to show you movie logic of how they got from America to Egypt in Transformers 2. Yes. And it's still sunny, too, as well. I don't think, other than, like I said, Agent 47 and that first action scene, I don't really have nothing positive to say about that. I remember telling someone about it, and they was like, oh, so I should go see it. Then I was just like, damn, what logic do you get that in your head just because I told you one aspect of the film is good that I'm telling you to go see the fucking movie?
How the fuck does that work?
It's like, you do realize, like, movies are 1 to 2 hours long and shit, and it's like, why the fuck me describing one fucking scene, a 2-minute scene at that, would mean me telling you, yeah, go see the movie, man.
Yeah, Transformers, that's great CGI, go see it.
Yeah, go see it, man, yeah, that's like, yeah, you won't lose your fucking brain after 3 hours, no, go ahead and see it, shit, yeah. So yeah, man, this is a fuck it for me, dude. I mean, is anybody shocked? I mean, I thought, that's right, you know. Actually, with that ending, I take it back. That's a high fuck it. That ending kind of pissed me off. I'm not going to lie. It was one of those things. It wasn't a deliberately, like, oh, we're in love thing now. But it was one of those things where it was just like, it was kind of like that Interstellar shit was just like, I'm basing this off love or whatever shit. And, you know.
Don't you bring up the Interstellar shit again. Please don't.
I know. But I got to, Cody. It's the biggest one or whatever. I got to. It was almost... It's almost just like that shit where when they were in the hotel, it was like, oh, don't you, she's crying over this shit. Don't you feel something? Whatever. I'm just like, why do you care if you feel something? I was like, he's on one mission to help you find your father. I mean, shit, what do you give a shit? And the next note, he takes a bullet for her and shit. I was just like, oh my God, okay. Yeah, it's all right, fuck it. Fuck this movie.
Hey, brother. I am right there with you, man. It's not anything offensive. It didn't make me pissed off. It wasn't going out the gate screaming, yelling to the gods, fuck you and all that. Didn't do any of that. It was like, oh, yeah, I pretty much expected this. Yeah, like you said, man, the only thing I enjoyed about this film was Rupert Friend as Agent 47. I did a solid job, man.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I can't really say I like anything else in this goddamn movie. And then, like, that was about it. And even that did, like we said before, it's not it, man. It's just a cool open sequence. That's it.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think of a movie, I'm trying to think of a movie where like all of the shit except for when that one guy. Okay, it's like a Taken movie. You know, every time the camera's off Liam Neeson, you're like, oh, this movie fucking terrible. But when he's on camera, he's just like, are you smiling and shit? That was kind of the same thing I had with Rupert Friend. I was like, oh, thank God the camera put back on him, because there was a long ass drought in this movie where it was just Zachary Quinto and Hannah Ware, where they were like running from Agent 47 and they're talking and shit like that. And you don't see him for a while. He's just like. I thought this was a Hitman movie. Come on now.
Hey, all the side characters you don't give a fuck about.
I was like, dude, I was like, with that cool-ass opening y'all just had, I was like, I'm looking highly forward to seeing what else he gonna do, and y'all spend a lot of time explaining about this man that y'all can't find that I don't give a fuck about. I'm just like, I just want to see this dude kill people, because I know this movie's gonna be stupid as shit. I mean, give me something here, whatever, and shit. Personally, I thought they kind of sucked the fun out of this movie by putting more of the story and stuff on her.
I mean, if you're going to go balls out, go all balls out, like in the opening. This shit's been that full speed ahead.
Oh, hell yeah, definitely. Oh, fuck it. Especially with that ending, too. They built that ending up to be as if it was going to be like, and I'm not putting it on quality-wise, I'm putting it on like the raid or whatever. Like, I'm going into a building filled with security guards.
Yeah.
I gotta be arm packed. I'm pretty much like fucking the Punisher Warzone shit. I gotta be heavily packed. Or whatever. Yeah. I'm going into a building
exactly.
With like my highest enemy here and shit like that. Whatever. But no, they made that shit easy as fuck. It was like child's play to him.
That's all it was.
It was fucking child's play. I was just like, I don't see why they even fucking said that line. Or I was just like, this is nothing to him. I was like, I want to see Hitman put to the test. You know, I want to see him do some shit I ain't seen him do. Whatever. It felt like that opening sequence blew their load.
Pretty much. It's like, damn, man. You're going to go all out. Don't half-ass it. Just do it. Embrace it.
Because he didn't do shit else cool after that. I mean, oh. Yeah, I'm thinking about it now. He didn't do shit else cool. I mean, the sniper shot he shot when he tracked that bitch, I mean, that was cool, but that's like a second, you know? It's like, and then we get the teaser stinger or the credit stinger or whatever the fuck it's called where... We see Zachary Quinto after he gets fried or whatever. And I was just like, oh, I guess that's one way of killing him. Then next you know, I guess he's at... That didn't look nothing like him, by the way, neither.
No, No, I did not. I don't know.
I actually, the only reason why I stayed when I looked at it was I was trying to figure out who that was. And I was like, I know that ain't Zachary. I don't look shit like him. I mean, I don't think they understand how electricity works in this motherfucker. You don't come out looking like a goddamn space jockey from Prometheus.
No.
Unless this is a tie-in with Prometheus.
Hey, you never know, man.
Ridley Scott's tie-in. Fox trying to get that universe started, Cody.
There you go. That universe
building. Damn, Universal, you step your game up. Fox beating y'all to it. Putting the pieces together, baby. It looked like a less a cheaper version of Michael Rooker in Guardians of the Galaxy. This dude was a cheap ass Yondu looking motherfucker.
Shitty ass effect, man.
It looked terrible, dude. I was like, the head shape ain't even Zachary Quinto. Like, dude, did Zachary Quinto refuse being in makeup or some shit?
Fucked him up.
I said, I got a way of killing him. Throw him out that fucking window right there. See if he lives through that. See how you feel going through the largest building in Singapore and landing on that fucking concrete ground. See if you live through that shit.
Right.
Even that fight scene was weak as shit, too.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, I mean, all the fight scenes here between them were weak as shit, but, you know. Cody, I guess my last question is, do you agree with the 7%?
No, I wouldn't say it's that bad.
Yeah, like, I'm looking at all these movies I saw this weekend or whatever, and the low ratings on them, I'm just like, nah, they're bad, don't get me wrong, but I'm like, I don't know, I think they took it a little too hard, especially when I've seen movies this year that I know should have been this level.
Yeah.
One I can think of is a little black and white team-up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you know what I'm talking about. That motherfucker
exactly
got
what you're talking.
That got way higher than all three of the movies that got released this week, and I think that's, no, by far, hell no. Yeah. But... So, Hitman 47, Cody, you have faith in video game movies now?
Nope.
Good man, then.
Tell me how to make an agent. You don't want an agent. You want an army. They are the key to everything. Not just surviving, you see everything.